Okay, our next paper is by Keith McCallum. Dr. McCallum is a senior study director and qualitative researcher at WestEd. He has 20 years of experience designing, conducting, analyzing, and disseminating the results of health and education research. Keith worked on two of the three major strands of the farmers market study, interviewing representatives from organizations implementing financial incentive programs for SNAP recipients and conducting focus groups with SNAP recipients themselves. He received his PhD in sociology from Princeton University.
Good afternoon. Can't tell you how pleased I am to be here with you this afternoon. I'm going to share some findings with you that came from focus groups with a series of focus group panels that were conducted with SNAP participants themselves. In contrast to Sujata's presentation, I'll focus exclusively on farmers markets and not on direct marketing farmers. I have no financial disclosures to reveal. But I should say that if I do this right, the views presented here represent those of the focus group participants themselves and not those of the authors, WestEd or FNS. We asked three main research questions in the focus group component of this project. What are the SNAP participants' shopping patterns for groceries? What are their reasons for shopping or not shopping at farmers markets? And what role do financial incentives play? With respect to the first question about shopping patterns, there were four sub-questions. What are shopping for groceries in general? Because we thought that might differ from shopping for fruits and vegetables, which was the second question. And then shopping at farmers markets in general versus shopping at a specific farmers market. Our research design called for identifying farmers markets that provided financial incentives. And so we wanted to know whether you're shopping at a incentivized market was different than shopping at other markets. The methodology here was 12 focus groups conducted in three cities, Atlanta, San Diego, and San Francisco. We conducted four groups in each of those towns. The four groups were divided in half. Two groups were with frequent shoppers at farmers markets and two groups with non-frequent shopper markets because we want to know why you both shop there and why you don't. All four groups in San Diego were conducted in Spanish. It was an intentional design to get a Hispanic perspective on this. We decided that it would just be easier to do all of those in San Diego. We recruited from SNAP lists, from community outreach, and Craigslist, which turned out to be a very productive recruitment tool, FYI. I've never used it before. It was recommended, and it was very successful. And we targeted all that recruitment within specific zip codes, so they were all within proximate location to where the target market was. So we took the target market zip code and those in the contiguous area. We screened for frequency of shopping at the target market to get in or out of the study, offered $60 in cash, and audio taped and transcribed all of the groups. The groups all were predominantly female. They were predominantly people of color. All 31 San Diego participants were Hispanic. The majority of folks were over 30 years old, but the range, I think, was basically the full range of shoppers from 21 to 79 years old. 22%, almost a full quarter, had a college degree. 25% had some college. I have to parenthetically say that when I started this project, I was not expecting a level of education that high and still be eligible for SNAP benefits. 79% of the frequent shoppers had shopped at the target market four or more times within the last year. And interestingly, half of the non-frequent shoppers had done so. One of the challenges in this, which also caught me off guard, was how common it was for SNAP participants to shop at farmers markets. It was hard to find somebody on the list who hadn't been to a market. So almost all of the feedback that we received from the non-frequent shoppers, it's not that they hadn't shopped at all, it's they just went there less frequently. With respect to answering the first question about shopping at farmers markets, the participants reported much higher... Did I skip one? Yes, general shopping patterns. Farmers markets were rarely mentioned as the primary shopping venue by the participants. I don't think that's a big surprise. However, the farmers market was occasionally mentioned as the venue for shopping specifically for fruits and vegetables. SNAP participants most often shopped at large supermarkets. Another surprise for me was how infrequently they shopped at convenience stores. EBT card usage was highest at their primary store, which tended to be a supermarket. And the acceptance of EBD cards was listed as one of the top reasons for shopping at their primary location. With respect to the farmers markets, participants reported much higher levels of freshness and quality with respect to the products and produce that was available versus their traditional supermarket. They reported that there was a wider variety of fruits and vegetables, and that influenced their purchases at the farmers market. And I think you'll hear through this that folks often commented about buying things that they did not know they were even going to buy. The ability to sample food as a market influences that. There's a opportunity to try out things, and you're encouraged to try something new and different. And I think that that causes shoppers to buy something that was not on their list. The proportion of the benefits that the SNAP participants spent at a farmer's market varied widely, from 10 to 80%. Some folks spent it up to 80% of their benefit at the market, but the majority estimated about 30%, so just under a third of their monthly benefits were expended at farmers markets. There were a substantial number who expressed a lack of awareness that the EBT card was accepted at their farmers market. By the way, all the markets that we visited did accept EBT, yet large numbers of folks who shopped there, SNAP beneficiaries, did not take advantage of the EBT system. And the majority learned that SNAP was accepted mainly through word of mouth, followed by mailed flyers. I think it was a surprise to us that there's not that much advertising or marketing or a big sign in front of the market indicating that EBT was accepted. The effect of seasonality affected shopping patterns in both directions. If something's in season, you may be more likely to buy it. If it's out of season, it might be more expensive, so you don't buy it. And unlike shopping at a grocery store, purchases at farmers markets tended to vary. So they tended not to go with a list of things at the market, but bought what was available, what struck them as being interesting, the needs of the family that day, and last but not least, price. However, and this is might be the takeaway from this session, price alone is not the driving factor. So we're talking about a population of people who are economically disadvantaged on SNAP benefits, but when asked about their shopping patterns, price is not at the top of their list. They did mention good deals, and I'll talk a little bit later about price versus value, but price alone is not the driver. With respect to reasons for shopping at the market, a wide variety are mentioned, and tell me if these also apply to yourselves at all when you shop at farmers market. High quality of the produce that's available, the diverse and unique products that farmers make available, the fact that the products often are healthier or organic in nature, a lot of feedback on the helpfulness of staff and the friendliness of the sellers being made to feel at home. There was a definite preference to do more local buying, more shopping locally. And this was interesting. The price at farmers markets was identified as being more transparent than the supermarket. So if two things are available in the market and the farmers market and the supermarket, It was less clear how the price was calculated at the supermarket, but at the farmer's market, they were able to engage in a conversation with the seller who would be able to explain that they had problems with the crop that year, what it costs for transportation, and this is higher quality, and I can give you a deal on these things. So folks really got a sense of why things cost what they did. And I put this in bold. The community-related nature of the shopping experience was very key for me, and I don't think is uncommon for us either, and I will return to that one as well. Or, no, I'll return to it right now, as a matter of fact. I was intrigued by the number of times that folks described shopping as a social event as opposed to a chore or a practical necessity. And they mentioned that it was for the family, and that this was a family experience and not just a solo operation, with opportunities for learning about new foods, about the health of the foods, and that all that was packaged in a surround of fun. So when the green represents the farmer's market, and the blue would be your traditional supermarket, folks used the terms like enjoyable activity versus a routine chore. That the farmer's market offered a homey atmosphere versus a corporate environment of the fluorescent supermarket. That the interactions were personal, one-on-one, rather than anonymous inside of the supermarket. And that the exchanges were interactive, that the process of buying something literally went beyond just grabbing it off the static, grabbing it off of the shelf, but more being engaged. Family friendliness was mentioned a lot of the times, and especially in San Diego, this notion of kinfolk, that it was part of your extended family, the La Raza, I think, is referred to. And so they felt almost like that they're shopping amongst family and friends. And the fact that farmers markets often provide opportunities for communication with the farmer themselves about the products, or booths or sessions that provide information about health and nutrition, or cooking demonstrations on how you prepare some of these products that you've never seen before, create a learning experience, and this was a very positive influence. So, in sum, the farmer's market is embedded in the community. Returning to this issue of price versus value. As always, perceived cost can either serve as a benefit or a barrier. So if the cost is right for you, it's a benefit. If the cost seems too high, it's going to be a barrier. Non-frequent shoppers tended to view prices to be higher at the same markets than frequent shoppers who perceived the prices to be lower. And I think this speaks to the mythology that many folks have without the... Wow, really? The most common response about purchasing something, whether it's more expensive or not, is it depends. It depends on seasonality, the lateness of the day, because a farmer can negotiate a price if it's late in the day. And there's a distinction between a unit price and the overall value. So let's say you buy a tomato at a supermarket and a tomato at the farmer's market. Because the tomato at the farmer's market is fresher, it lasts longer. And because you often buy things that perish, you end up throwing it away. So folks repeatedly came back to this and said that by getting more fresh food, it's actually a better value because it lasts longer. The reasons for not shopping are pretty unexpected, and this has been repeated in lots of studies. Inconvenience is the absolute number one most common answer. The proximity to the market, they don't exist in every single neighborhood. They vary on days and hours. Most of the markets that we visited were open one day a week. And there is an overriding preference for doing one-stop shopping. So you don't want to have to do your fruits and vegetables one place and everything else back at the big box store. There's a lack of awareness that the EBT card was there. When folks learned from us that the EBT card was accepted, there was often a, oh, that changes my mind, I think I'll go to the market. And there was a very small percentage of folks who said that they felt unwelcome. But that has changed dramatically since moving to the EBT card and away from food stamps. With respect to financial incentives, which is really the reason why I'm here with you today, frequent shoppers were more aware that the incentives were available. And San Francisco shoppers were much more aware that incentives were available at their market. There was more of a reliance on word of mouth than advertisements. And incentives play an important, but I'd have to say a qualified role in purchasing. The non-frequent shoppers expressed greater interest in shopping at a market after they learned that there was an incentive. However, the incentive did not always overcome inconvenience. And we talked about something that we call the 30-minute rule. It really doesn't matter how far away you are or how close, it's how long does it take for you to get there. And if it was 30 minutes or more, even the incentive discouraged you from making that trip. And curiously enough, many frequent shoppers who have found a lot of value in being at the market say they would continue to shop at a farmer's market even without the incentive. From this, I have a set of recommendations here. I'm only going to talk about the policy ones because there's very little we can do about the structural market ones, or at least us. One is offering financial incentives is clearly an encouragement to go to the market. That's obvious. But in easing their use would be a very good policy. Advertising it, more awareness that it's available. I was very impressed when folks, to being the bearer of the news that there's incentives available, people say, well, where do I go to sign up for that? The educational and nutritional information obviously is an attractive thing. And if what our goal is to improve the health of economically disadvantaged folks, clearly that's an avenue that should be explored. And lastly, I would take full advantage of the fact that it's the social experience dimension of the farmers market. Lure them with the fun and games, and the health and benefits will follow. Thank you very much.